And you said at a certain point you added some services or focus to your organization. For example, the AIDS situation.
Yeah, in Kiga and in Arusha.
Okay.
That's the only thing I do in Arusha. But right now, sometime this year, I started trying to help them set up small scale businesses
in Arusha.
In Arusha, because I told them the tribunal is leaving, closing, and I'm leaving. You know, I said I'll do this for a while, but then I need to wean them off what I'm doing. They're all on ARVs, and with the food, they're kind of like strong, and some of them can actually earn a living. And I've been trying to do that. And last week Friday, I went to visit three of them. Friday I visited one. Saturday I visited two of them,
Two
just
of
to find
them.
out.
Who are
two of the
them?
patients, two of the patients, my H the HIV patients.
HIV patients here.
To find out what they're doing with the money I had given them, in a follow-up kind of.
How did you become familiar with that, with the HIV?
I had spoken about that a bit when my
Yeah.
friend came from the UK,
Right.
and I put her in. We went to visit some lady who used to be in my church, and that's what she does.
Okay.
But now I don't work with her anymore because I found out that she wasn't totally honest. So I just walked across the road here. There's a hospital here, and I spoke to one of the nurses. I had a small meeting, a short meeting with the doctor and a nurse, and I told them to just give me 30 patients.
30.
30, yeah. And she came up with a list, and I've been doing that since January 2006, I think.
And specifically, what do you do with the
I
patients?
just give them food, beans, sugar, rice. Yeah.
And you've had some ongoing financial support.
yeah
Does it still come from like colleagues, or do you do events, or how do you
it
get, how do
comes
you pick up funding?
mostly from colleagues,
Okay.
mostly
Here
from
at the
here
ICTR.
at the ICTR.
They know
And then,
about you
yeah,
and
and
they
the
know what you're
newsletter,
doing.
because I do a monthly newsletter, and some people read the newsletter, and I'm sitting in my office, and somebody just comes and give me $100, you know.
US dollars.
Yes,
Yeah.
US dollars, yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned to me in our discussion the other day a pastor somewhere who
Yeah,
or yeah.
he supports the program in Rwanda, Pastor
And tell
Mike.
us about him or what he
He
does.
has a church in Geneva, and they had a concert. And they raised some money, and they decided to give it to widows in Africa. And prior to that, there's a lady who works with the International Court of Justice in Geneva. She had come to Rwanda, and somebody had mentioned her to me. I didn't even know. Another colleague said, "Oh, this is Lola does. She works with genocide widows and all that." And I think she just stored that something somewhere in her head. So when they had the concert, and they were looking for who to give the money to, the pastor bought a ticket and came to Rwanda just to meet me. And he met me, we talked, and he saw what I was doing. I was able to show him. I'm very, very organized, like I said, all my files and all that. And when he was leaving, he left me $3,000. And I think that I spent that over a period of 6 to 8 months. And then I introduced him to another group. I also work with groups. If you look at the second newsletter on Rwanda, I go out and I talk to all those genocide women who have come together to form groups and organizations. So I took him to one of the groups. So he said I should give $1,500 to the group through the pastor and keep $1,500 for my group. And then another, he gave some money also to some street children. And up till today, he still supports me.
Sends you some money from
Yeah,
time
he
to
still
time.
sends me up. He still sends me money.
From the
He does
UK?
it. No, he's in Geneva. He's
Oh, from
basically.
Geneva, I'm
He
sorry, yeah.
sends me quarterly because of the bank charges and all that. Yeah, and then I now send it to Sharon in Kigali. She distributes and she does a report for me.
So Sharon is kind of your operational
Yeah,
person in
in
Kigali.
Kigali. And I'm really lucky. She's very honest.
Okay. So currently, what you're doing now is you're sort of operating this AIDS assistance operation here in Arusha,
Arusha.
and then you are overseeing Sharon's work in Rwanda, in
Rwanda, yeah.
Kigali
In
mostly.
Kigali, yeah.
Are there some places, sometimes you have people from other
From
places
other places,
in
yeah.
Rwanda?
Outside Rwanda, outside Kigali,
Yes.
yeah.
That's ongoing now,
It is ongoing, yeah.
and you hope to it will continue to be
Yeah, I hope
ongoing.
it's. I love Rwanda.
Yeah.
It's part of my. If I were to write an autobiography, Rwanda will feature copiously.
And I gather that if you could, you would like to turn that activity into the major part of your life.
Yes, yes, that's my dream.
Okay. And I maybe this is hard for you. I don't know. But, you know, but I'd like to just ask you to express to yourself for the people who are going to be looking at this in 25 or 50 years. A couple of things. Number one, how do you feel about what you're doing?
I have a serious sense of fulfillment. I'm very, very happy. Because, you know, I have volunteers here who come to the house to bag and bottle what I distribute. One of them used to be just a rapper in the street. He used to be a street boy. And he's so brilliant. You know, at the end of the term, when my friend came from the UK, she decided to sponsor him to pay his school fees. That's in one of my newsletters as well. And the boy is so brilliant. I mean, just giving a child an opportunity to get an education is just so fulfilling for him. If he's not second in class, then he's third. That boy will probably have turned into maybe an armed robber or appearing before your court. Who knows? But today he's so focused, he's very happy, his parents are happy, giving somebody a chance in life. And then even the people I'm feeding here as well, I see the difference. Because I have children on that end who are also positive. And from the time I started giving them food and now, I can really see a difference. And I also have photographs of that. You know, there was a girl who came with scabies and all this all over her body. But when she comes now, I'm really happy to see her. We hug, we play, we chat. There's a big difference, and that really makes me happy. It's not much, but I mean, you know, just a little bit makes a big difference in somebody's life. And I'm happy that I'm able to do that.
Can you tell us, what is your annual budget like now? How much do you raise?
Last year, I think I raised about $3,000.
$3,000? U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars, yeah.
And you've done that with these dollars?
Yeah, yeah.
I take it your expenses, I mean, administrative expenses and so forth, are very little.
All of that is on me.
Okay.
Everything is done in my house, and then we have volunteers, we pay their school fees. I put petrol in my car, load the things on my vehicle, and I just drive here and I distribute. Because since there's a doctor and nurse who is aware of the program, we just drive into the hospital compound there, and we distribute the food.
Okay. Yeah. And what about in Rwanda?
In Rwanda, Sharon runs around, and it's very little because she, at the end of every month, she sends me like a breakdown of how much she spends. Transport, it's not a lot of money.
And I noticed in your newsletters at the end of each year, you give an accounting, if you will, to your readers and hope for contributors of what you've done with the money that has been provided.
Yeah, I believe that people need to know what I've done with. It's not my money. I'm spending their money, and I believe that they need to know what I have done with the money they entrusted me with. For me, it's very, very important.